so I went to, I forget what the building's name is, but on Plymouth Street to pay a friend's bail.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a foul mood, so a lot of stress in my life in general. So I was, like, definitely in a bad mood. But when I went up to the desk to pay it,
mm-hmm.
She told me, the officer that was at the counter, whose name I don't have on me right now, but she told me that I had to have the exact change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had, I think, $5 more. So I misunderstood her. The way she worded it was, it sounded like, well, she said something like, we can't give you change back. So I assumed that I could just give her the money and just say, screw it on the rest, the $5.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but I went to hand it to her a second time, and she's like, well, no, I can't take that. So I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I said. And she didn't say anything really at that point. So I said, you know, what do I need to do? And she said, well, you can go somewhere around here and get change and come back. So I left to go and get change. It took about 40 minutes to go and get the change. I came back. At that point, I didn't really have much of an attitude at all. I was just in that moment, like, beforehand, because I got in. When I came back, I paid for my friend's bail. It was about $1,000. When I went up to the counter to pay it, she got all the paperwork done. No, there was no exchange of anything at that point, other than she asked me for my license to get my name and everything and information, and I gave it to her. I had no attitude when I went back. It was just a normal exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got done and she handed me the piece of paper to sign, she said, you know, I could arrest you for swearing. And I just looked at her and I was like, for swearing? She's like, yeah, it's illegal. And I said, what do you mean swearing is illegal? And she went into describing to me that swearing technically would be in a public place, would technically be disorderly conduct. Now, mind you, I didn't swear at her. Like, I wasn't, you know, it was like just one of those things. I unfortunately have a foul mouth, and swear words come out of it occasionally.
Right.
So it wasn't like I called her a name or anything, and I explained that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, it doesn't matter. You still can't swear in a public place. It's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at her and I said, come on, you've never sworn in a public place? And she said, no, I haven't. And I said, really? Come on. And she's like, well, you know, if you want to argue this with me, you know, you can find out. And I said, find out what? I said, I'm just asking you a question. She's like, well, if you want to push it with me. And I said, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just asking a question. Have you ever sworn in public?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay. She got up and came around. So, you know, there's like the glass window there. She came around to the other side of the building, put mace up in my eye. She didn't spray it up. She put it up in my eye and she said, put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest. And I said, put my hands behind my back. I'm under arrest. I'm like, why am I under arrest? You're arresting me for swearing? And she's like, she wouldn't answer me. She just kept saying, put your hands behind your back. She maced me in the face at that point, and then tackled me to the ground and arrested me for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. That's what happened.